Ever since the Colorado Water Plan passed in 2015, state leaders have pointed to its goals of more efficient water use and increased storage as something to aspire to. But they never had a solid way to pay for the projects and conservation programs it outlined. Colorado lawmakers are hoping that will change with a statewide ballot question they referred to voters this November. Luke Runyon starts his look at Proposition DD at a tailgate party in Denver.
Music is blaring, grills are firing up, and this parking lot outside Mile High Stadium in Denver is awash in navy blue and orange. Todd Endicott of Lafayette is standing outside an ambulance turned Broncos fan mobile. He outfitted this orange and blue rig for tailgates. I'm here on a windy Sunday to talk to fans about Proposition DD. The question on this year's ballot is asking Colorado voters whether or not they want legalized sports betting in the state.
Okay, you guys, yeah, let's chat.
You want to do a shot and then we can do it?
No, that's okay.
Endicott's been a Broncos fan for decades and says he'll use a local bookie to bet on games. During the football season, he puts a couple $1,000s down on a whole slew of matchups and hopefully ends up with a net gain of $100 in the end.
It's all about the adrenaline during the game of knowing I'm either going to win or lose. So,
do you ever bet against the Broncos?
Hell no. No, you don't bet against the Broncos. That's like, you know, saying God doesn't exist. So.
But come November, Colorado voters will decide if sports fans like Endicott can take their wagers above board, tax the proceeds, and spend that new revenue on a long list of water projects in the state. Everything from expanded reservoirs to urban conservation to agricultural efficiency. A few miles upstream of the stadium, Alec Garnett stands along the banks of the South Platte River in a newly created park.
I call this the potluck of all fisheries because you can catch trout and carp and bass and walleye, and it pretty much has everything right here.
Garnett is the Colorado House Majority Leader. The Denver Democrat sponsored the bill that put Prop DD on the ballot. Here's how it would work. The measure would allow existing casinos in the state to start taking bets on all kinds of sports, and their profits would be taxed at 10%. That money would go to the Colorado Water Conservation Board to be distributed as grants that align with the state's water plan.
In a state like Colorado, where we are constantly trying to find revenue to go towards key priorities that are woefully underfunded, I saw this as a way to generate some additional revenue that Colorado voters could get behind.
In the last few election cycles, Colorado voters haven't had much of an appetite for big new tax increases to fund transportation or education. And so Garnett's hoping voters see Prop DD as similar to the legalization of recreational marijuana, taking a narrow, currently illegal practice and taxing it for public benefit.
Water's an issue that brings Democrats together and Republicans together. It brings farmers together with the conservation community.
The proposition supports water projects.
But not everyone in the environmental community is on board with DD. Fort Collins-based activist Gary Walkner created a small committee to rally against the ballot measure called Coloradans for Climate Justice.
And the projects are completely undefined and not specified, and so this is really kind of a blank check.
Walkner says he opposes any use of public tax dollars to pay for new dams or expanded ones.
And even though this would just be on the gamblers at the beginning, it sets a terrible precedent that climate damage should be paid for by the public.
The U.S. Supreme Court gave states the green light to legalize sports gambling in the spring of 2018. Since then, a dozen have chosen to do so. Though in some of those states, revenues have come in well below their initial projections. Colorado expects to take in about $16 million each year for the first few years.
Thank you guys so much.
Back at the Broncos tailgate, Commerce City School Administrator Chris Duran says he already bets on sports during multiple trips to Las Vegas each year.
We got casinos. Why not bring sports betting? Attach it to it. We're already halfway there. Let's finish the game.
With so much media attention focused on the election next year, Duran says he didn't even know about the one happening next month. Same with the 10 other Broncos fans I interviewed at the game. Meaning, the measure's biggest hurdle might just be a lack of knowledge it even exists.
I work in education. I would love for the money to go to education. But I also see, you know, from an economic and ecosystem standpoint, absolutely, I would support it 100%. I think it's a great investment, and, you know, hey, water's living, and water is survival, so we need it.
Ballots are being sent out to voters now and need to be returned by November 5th. I'm Luke Runyon in Denver.